Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you're hearing the broadcast during the top of the 3 o'clock hour Central Time, why, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. And as we've said on earlier broadcasts, we're going to give the results today of our end-time survey. And if you haven't yet taken it, there's still time for you to do that. Simply go online to basicgospel.net. You'll find a prominent link right on the homepage. And take that survey, get the results in to us, and we would love to share them as we're going to share today, Bob Christopher.
Yes, indeed. We did promise that yesterday, so we're going to do it today. We had, I think, a series of 10 or 11 questions that we sent out via email. We posted to our Facebook page. We also put on our website, and we've had 204 responses to that. So we're very appreciative of that wonderful response.
Yeah.
And so we're just going to walk through this, and then we're going to answer some of the questions today that people ask about end times. So here's the results. So do you think about end times on a regular basis? That was question number one, and 50% of those who responded said yes.
Yeah.
So that's something that you think about. I don't know if you think about it favorably, if you're fearful about it. We'll get to some of those questions.
Yeah.
You're just telling us that you think about end times. Maybe it's because of current events. Maybe it's because of what you're hearing in your church. But regardless, 50% of you are thinking about end times on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Second question was this.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Do current events lead you to believe we're in end times? And out of the 204, 73% of you said yes. And I think the news cycle that we're in right now, with some of the weather-related issues, with things going on in North Korea, with things going on in our own country, you know,
earthquakes,
with the moral decay,
Mexico.
And all of that, I think those current events are leading people to think, hey, we should look up. Our redemption is near. The third thing is, do you spend time studying prophecy or that sort of thing? 45% of you answered yes, that you study it. So then we had question number four: what attitude do you have regarding end times? And we had four responses, and I think we probably could have done a better job with wording this, but we had responses: fear, fascination, hope, and encouragement. Those last two could be one and the same.
Yeah.
But we only gave a person the opportunity to pick one. So out of everyone that responded to that, 12% are fearful about end times.
Yeah.
I think that's a good number. That's, you know, yeah. I thought it would be higher than
yeah.
that. So the fact that it came in at 12% is very encouraging to me, and I think hopeful to our team. Fascination, 18% are fascinated by end times, and that's how I used to approach it.
Yeah.
I was very fascinated.
Me too.
It's intriguing conversation, isn't it, to speculate on what may or may not happen. And I think much of the teaching that you know, is put under that umbrella of prophecy, I think it's nothing more than speculation.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really know, but we're speculating based on, you know, what we think the Word of God is saying, and here's what we believe the scenario is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fascinating. 57% said they were filled with hope when they thought about end times.
Right.
40% said they were filled with encouragement.
Now,
great numbers.
Yeah, would that mean that 97% of those responding either had hope or encouragement?
Yes.
That's big.
That is huge.
Yes.
That is really big. We asked the question, are you confused about end times? 21% said yes, they are confused. My wife and I, Gina, had a conversation about that last night, and we talked about the fact that, yes, it's a very confusing subject, especially with all the different viewpoints that are out there. There are so many different ways that people look at end times. It's hard to keep them all straight. And so when you get a mismatch of that coming at you, it's like, I don't know what to think.
Yeah.
So 21% said it's a very confusing subject. Then we asked the question about September 23rd. That's this Saturday. Mm-hmm. And we asked the question, are you aware of what some prophecy teachers are saying about September 23rd, 2017? 45% yes. So I love the awareness.
Yes.
And I think with awareness can come discernment. So that was a positive number to me as well. Does September 23rd matter to you? Only 13% said yes. So I think the vast majority who know what's being taught about September 23rd, and by the way, we'll address that tomorrow.
Yeah.
On the eve of September 23rd, we'll address what prophecy teachers are teaching about that subject and why it shouldn't be of any concern to any of us.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. But 13% said it did matter to them. We asked this question, are you afraid you'll receive the mark of the beast? I've actually had that question asked, mm-hmm. and only 6% said yes, they were fearful. So that's an encouraging number, too. I thought that could have been higher.
Yeah.
Did you ever fear that you'd be left behind when the rapture occurred? 25% answered yes. Now, we worded that in such a way that it could have been years ago, or you could be fearful of that today.
Mm-hmm.
At any point in your life, were you fearful that that could be a possibility? 25% said yes. We asked the question, who is most impacted by the Great Tribulation? 3% said believers, 60% said non-believers, 34% said everybody. If Jesus came back today, and this is, I think, the most important question of this survey. Yeah. If Jesus came back today, do you believe you are ready? And listen to these numbers, folks. 91% said yes.
Yes. Wow.
That is
That's
good
awesome.
News. And I take that, you know, the gospel is being preached,
yes,
and
indeed.
The gospel is being heard, and the gospel is being believed, and the gospel is being lived out. To the point that people have assurance of their salvation. And they know when Jesus comes back, he's coming back to bring salvation to them. Only 1% said they weren't ready, and 7% said they weren't sure. So we want to continue preaching this good news.
Yes,
we want to continue delivering the good news. Why? Because we don't have to fear. We don't have to be confused. We can look to our future through the lens of the good news of Jesus Christ and be sure of what's up ahead for us. Like our friend Mark, who wrote this comment, he said, to clarify the question, if I would be left behind, he said, I did in the past, but not anymore. That was before I had the renewed mind of the new covenant and Jesus Christ living in me. Thanks to you guys pointing to the new covenant and Christ in me, I was able to go into Scripture and let God come to me and show me truth. What an amazing, wow, thank you, God, I was and still am experiencing. I really don't have any questions, maybe because I'm enjoying Christ right now. Thanks for all you guys do. It truly is helpful and beneficial. And receiving a comment like that, you think, yeah, God is using this gospel message,
yeah.
is really connecting and securing hearts in Christ Jesus. So, Mark, we thank you so yes. much for writing this. We also say thanks to all who participated in this survey.
Yeah.
It means a lot to kind of hear where people are
yeah. mm-hmm.
and to realize that what we know about Jesus, what he accomplished for us 2,000 years ago, the fact that he's alive in us today is making a difference.
Yes, it is indeed. And, of course, it's the message that you hear each day on Basic Gospel, and I think the percentages bear out the fact that the message is getting through, and we're just delighted about that. You know, friends, there is a trail of assurance that threads its way through the Scriptures, and Bob Christopher has captured that as he addressed end times that we've been talking about in a very, very highly informative series called The Trail of Assurance. It's a 2-CD series, and it will encourage you to stand firmly and securely and receive the assurance that is there in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, this new series is called Trail of Assurance, and we have a copy for you as you make your gift this month to Basic Gospel. Just click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can phone your gift to 844-322-2742, and we'll send you your own personal copy of Trail of Assurance. That's 844-322-2742, or donate online at basicgospel.net. And once again, PayPal is your best opportunity to donate to Basic Gospel outside the U.S. or Canada.
Yes, indeed. And I hope many people will take advantage of this resource, order this resource. One, it's going to be a help to many folks out there who are listening.
Indeed.
Your gifts to Basic Gospel will get this word out to more and more people across the United States. We're broadcast in all 50 states in the United here in America. We're in all of Canada.
Yeah.
We go around the world through our internet partners. So we're reaching people in 119 countries around this globe.
Yeah.
So your gifts, your dollars that you give to Basic Gospel are helping secure people's hearts in the good news of Jesus Christ. You're making a difference. So
yes,
we need your help. We need your help now. And we want to give you this resource. And maybe you know some people that are fearful. Maybe you know some people that are confused. This would be a wonderful resource to put in their hands.
Indeed.
Well, as we promised, we're going to address some of the questions that came in through the survey. The first one we're going to tackle today was the very first one that came into us, and is this: how do I encourage people to believe in Bible truth about end times without looking fanatical?
Yeah.
And that's a good question, isn't it? And I love the heart behind this question.
Yeah.
He has a heart, this person has a heart to share the good news of Jesus Christ. But he wants to do it, or she wants to do it, in a way that's relevant and that can actually engage people in conversation. He doesn't want to come off as religious or fanatical. So how do we do that? How do we just have a conversation about the gospel of Jesus Christ? How do we have a conversation about what the Word of God says that is an adult conversation, that is a back and forth, give and take, with a clear path of laying out the good news of Jesus Christ?
Well, you're going to put all kind of constraints on it like that. Where's the fun? You know. Well, I love this question, because for so much of my life, I was the crazy fanatic person.
Yeah.
You know, whenever a conversation about end times would come up, I always had questions to the person, like, "Well, have your sins been forgiven? Have you asked for forgiveness? You know, in my case, are you keeping the Sabbath? Do you keep all the law?" And all I did to people was put them under condemnation and death. Well, how can you have a good conversation, a give and take, when you're scaring people? And I finally learned that indeed Revelation is about Jesus. And if you talk about Jesus and what he has accomplished, then all of the end time stuff falls into place. And even the things we don't understand fall into place. We don't have to have an answer for them. They're there.
Right.
And they'll be revealed when the time is right. But Jesus is our hope. Jesus is our faith. Jesus is grace. He is everything. And when you can go that route, then you can talk about what's going on, because then people get a chance to say, "Well, what about this crazy stuff going on in North Korea? Well, what about it?"
Yeah.
You know, it's terrible. I fully agree that it's terrible, but is Jesus more powerful than that? Well, yeah, Jesus is more powerful. So hold on to that. Store it away in your mind, and when the time is right, the Spirit will say, "No, that really wasn't anything," or "Pay attention."
Yes.
And you can walk by faith, by grace through faith, and this all becomes an encouraging, like you said, adult conversation. That's
yes,
the key.
Well, and I love what the book of Revelation says about prophecy. It says this: for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Yeah.
So when any of these end time questions come up, you can just cut through all the confusion and just anchor people in the story of Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection, because that's the lens through which we need to look at all of life, our present and our future. even our past.
Yes.
And so once we're secure there, then all of these other conversations can really take shape, take form, and we don't come off as fanatics. The other side of the equation is this, that Jesus really is the issue.
Yes.
And people are going to either reject him or they're going to accept him. There's really no neutral ground. We can't just look at him and think of him as a great moral teacher. He doesn't leave that option open to us. The things that he said, the things that he taught, puts him in a completely different category. And so there's something about Jesus that transcends everything else.
Yeah.
So if you're going to talk about Jesus, then people are going to either say, hey, I don't want to hear anything about him and move on, or they're going to be drawn into the conversation. So we have to recognize that if somebody says, hey, I don't want to hear anything about that, that doesn't mean they think of you as a religious fanatic. It just simply means they're rejecting Jesus. Jesus, the idea, the thought of encountering him face to face is too scary for them to handle at that particular moment.
Yeah.
But if that is the case, I think we can counter with this good news. Remember this, there's nothing to be scared about as far as Jesus is concerned, because he doesn't count your sins against you. He reconciled you unto God by shedding his blood for you, and he does not count your sins against you. And that's a truth that can diffuse that fear and bring somebody back to the conversation table.
Absolutely.
So it's all about Jesus. It's his story, and securing somebody in Christ right now will set the table for whatever conversation on any other subject occurs.
Yeah. You know, every day, Basic Gospel brings good news. And this month, of course, as we've been saying, we're focusing on biblical prophecy primarily out of the book of Revelation. Oh, you didn't know that Revelation was good news? Well, I think you'll see it differently as you listen through the 2-CD series called Trail of Assurance by my friend Bob Christopher. It clearly explains the hope and assurance that we have in Jesus Christ and cuts through the confusion and mixed messages of much teaching on prophecy today. So to say thanks for your gift to Basic Gospel this month, we have a copy for you, and simply all you need to do is go online to basicgospel.net and click that donate link, or you can phone your donation to 844-322-2742. And as I said, that's to say thanks for your donation to Basic Gospel to help keep this good news coming. Again, donate online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. Bob?
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to take one more question, and then we're going to go to our phone lines. So this next question is this: how can one discern true Bible teaching on this issue from false teaching? And I love this last comment. There are so many forms of pepperoni prophecy out there, it isn't funny. And
put it on the pizza, let's go.
Yeah, and that is so true. So how can we discern true biblical teaching from false teaching? And I think it gets down to Jesus, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. I wrote down three questions here. Does what you're hearing or what you're saying to other people lead you to hope or fear?
Yes.
Is it about grace or law? Is it about excitement or dread? So much of this pepperoni prophecy is all about fear, law, and dread.
Yes.
When you're hearing that, you can reject it, because Jesus isn't about fear, law, and dread. He is about hope and grace and this excitement that we can't wait for this to be done.
Yes, indeed. So if what you're hearing doesn't lift up Jesus, then you're not hearing the good news, because
Correct.
It really is about Jesus, and not a Jesus of our imagination, the Jesus of the Bible, the Jesus that died for our sins, the Jesus that was buried, the Jesus that was raised on the third day from the dead, and the Jesus who ascended and is seated at the right hand of God the Father, who is coming back to bring salvation to those who are eagerly awaiting him. That's the Jesus that we know through the Word of God. And that Jesus puts hope and love and peace and joy inside of us.
Yeah.
And so that's why this Jesus is such good news.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Louisville, Texas, and we're going to talk to Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
Hi,
Welcome. What's on your mind today?
Well, my question to you is, if we've been forgiven for our sins, why do we face judgment?
Well, we're not going to face judgment for our sins at all. We're written in the Lamb's Book of Life. When Christ comes back, as far as we're concerned, he's coming back to bring salvation. So that's what we learn in Hebrews 9:27. It's destined for all of us to die once, then after that comes the judgment. And then he said when Christ comes back, he's not coming back to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are eagerly waiting him. So, Tracy, if you're in Christ, then you've already been marked out as someone that belongs to the Lord. So when he comes back, he's just coming back to get you so that you can be with him forever. That's good news, isn't it?
That's great news.
Yeah. So were your sins judged?
Well, I've asked forgiveness for them, but I was a little confused when I was reading 2 Corinthians. I believe it's in 5, maybe chapter chapter 5, like verse 10. It was talking about the judgment seat.
Yeah.
So well, I've always just been a little confused on that.
Yeah. Well, Tracy, you know, when Jesus came into this world, God prepared a body for him, and he inhabited that body. And he did so for a purpose, and that purpose was to offer that body as a once-for-all sacrifice. So when he went upon that cross, it says there in 2 Corinthians 5:21 that he who knew no sin became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God. Now, Paul explains that in some more detail. In the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, he said, at that moment, God condemned sin in sinful man. So your sins, Tracy, were judged at the cross 2,000 years ago. So your sins deserved punishment. That punishment was death. That's the only punishment that would satisfy that law of sin and death. And Jesus died in your place, didn't he? So he died for your sins, and he died completely. So he took the full punishment. So were your sins judged? And the answer to that is yes, they were. Was punishment meted out for those sins? Yes, it was. Who took it?
Jesus
took all of your punishment. So how much is left for you?
None.
There you go.
Now, is that great news or what?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That is hallelujah stuff.
That's exactly right. So your judgment, you know, that it's not going to be about sin at all. You're already marked out as someone who knows Jesus. The Holy Spirit has been given to you, sealing you for that day. And so you're going to have a chance to see how God used you, how God lived his life, or how Jesus lived his life through you, and see the impact that made in the world in which you lived, that sphere of influence that God placed you in. And that's going to be a wonderful moment to see how God lived his life through you. So there's absolutely nothing for you to fear. God does not count your sins against you. They were judged. Jesus took the punishment. He took all of it. There is absolutely none left for you. And we can say hallelujah again, can't we?
We can.
Yes, we can.
Yes. So,
all right, thank you.
You are so welcome, Tracy. Thanks for your call. It's such an important question, and you just
asking.
Keep saying hallelujah, okay?
Yes, indeed.
And you hold the line. We're going to send you some information as well.
Friends, remember to make your gift to Basic Gospel today if you possibly can, and as a result, receive your copy of our 2-CD series by Bob Christopher called Trail of Assurance. It will bring hope and assurance to everyone struggling with the confusing issues surrounding end times prophecy. To receive your copy, just go online to basicgospel.net and click donate, or donate by phone at 844-322-2742. Trail of Assurance, our gift to you this month as you make your gift to Basic Gospel to help us continue to be available to bring that good news to you. Again, donate online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. Well, thanks for joining us for this edition, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all the ministry team at Basic Gospel, Bob Davis saying God bless you, and join us again tomorrow at the same time for Basic Gospel. See you then. Bye-bye.